Hi, welcome to another Power Blast podcast, where we provide nourishment for the soul, allowing you to transform from the inside out, providing rapid results in mindset and fitness so you can recharge your battery and reclaim your power. What lights a fire in you to get healthy and fit? Man, when that question was posed to me a while back, I'm like, nothing's lighting a fire on me. I just want to get rid of my beer gut and I don't want to have to work for it. I don't want to exercise. But as I got going, that fire, you know, what the why was, the purpose behind it, made a big difference. I don't know if maybe you've ever noticed how some days you're all in. You get moving. You're like, man, this is it. Maybe you get the rhythm going for quite a few days. You're eating right. You're moving. You're tackling the health goals. And then there's another day that comes up. It almost seems to knock you sideways, like a big strong wind or something like that. And you're like, what's going on? And the thing is, and I've had to tap into this many times, it's really digging into that spark that keeps you going with your purpose. So just asking yourself, you know, why do I want to be fit? You know, just give that a thought for a second. And before we get into all this great stuff, when you're ready, head over to talktoperry.com because I want to hear what things you're working through, what the struggles are, what your goals are. And I want to just help you reclaim that power of yours. And we do that through recharging your mental and your physical battery. I mean, when your battery is high, charged up, instead of like a six-year-old smartphone with 2% battery life, you can accomplish a lot of things. Head over to talktoperry.com. So when we're talking about, you know, purpose, your why. And I know I've talked about this before on the podcast, but it's one of those things to bring back up again, because you think about it, we have pockets of motivation, but we have lots of pockets and opportunities to be distracted, get off track, get down on ourselves, and feel lost. And so bringing these things back up is just like, hey, let's plug back in, let's recharge, right? So I got to thinking as I'm going, I just want to lose the beer gut. I just want to lose some weight. But as I got going, this is what really kept me going and what kicked in the momentum and the motivation long term. It's not about losing the weight or getting the muscle gain. You know, it's deeper than that. And sometimes when you don't tap into those things and you get one of those days that hits you sideways, or you the winter days hit and the daylight is shorter and you're super cold and you just don't feel like getting up to exercise, you probably won't. But when you have that deep why or that purpose, you'll plow through no matter what. You'll say, you know what, I'm not going to give in to external circumstances. You know, I'm unmoved by those. So you start digging into things like, is it wanting to keep up with your kids? Is it wanting to hike up a mountain? For me, it became, I wanted to prove a point. Yeah, I wanted to prove a point that as I was heading close to my 40s, now this is a few years back, quite a few, but as I was about to hit into that new chapter of life, I wanted to prove that I was dispelling the words that were taught to me. This is the way life is going to be. You're just going to be overweight. You're going to be overworked. You're going to feel overwhelmed. This is just the way life is. Just get used to it. You're going to just be achy. You know, your joints are going to be hurting, all this stuff. You're going to be out of shape. Just embrace it. You know, that's kind of the language that was being led. And I'm like, is that true? Does that have to be me? If I got myself into an unhealthy, out of shape condition, can I flip that around and get myself into a healthy, fit, energized condition? I'm out to prove that. I'm out to prove it to myself. And so digging into that purpose. And the other thing was, the big, real big purpose for me was on that real deep reason why, I saw a lot of the side effects of unhealthy habits from family, coworkers, people that were telling me this is the way life is going to be. And I saw the side effects that were happening to these guys. And I'm like, can I, And will I, and can I commit to taking a different direction, a different path? So, you know, maybe, and maybe for you, it's just to feel amazing every day. I don't know. What is it that will charge you up, that will have you showing up no matter what? Because that's what I ended up doing, because I, you know, I started looking at, where are my escape hatches? Where am I trying to let myself off the hook? Either not showing up for my workouts, or cutting corners on my exercises, or just trying to get myself out of even exercising. So I created a little no matter what routine for myself. If that's something that you're interested in, you know, reach out and message me, you know, and learning how I crafted that. But the thing is, when I found out, when you connect with your why, something magical happens. Your energy changes, your posture changes, your state changes, especially if you can just change your posture. Like right now, I'm sitting. If I sit up straight, my energy shifts. You get up and walk around and take little breaks, your energy shifts. So it's not about just going through the motions. It's you are powerful. You know, you're fueled by a powerful purpose. You know, and slumps happen. I get it. And I remember hitting slumps, barely dragging myself to the workouts and stuff like that. But I started, so here are a few things that I did. I started tapping into my why, tapping into my reason, tapping into that purpose. And I would post sticky notes or little signs around that were just even little motivation reminders for myself of why this is so important. And I'm not talking about little cheesy sayings that's like, oh, get me pumped up when I'm not feeling pumped up. No, it was looking at that and it was like, that is a real reminder of why you're in the gym, why you're pushing toward your goals, and why you're not never going back to the old ways or old habits again. That is not it. Why you're not going to allow yourself to be moved by external circumstances. And when I, all of a sudden, skipping workouts wasn't an option anymore. A friend of mine asked me, he goes, how can you stay so consistent? And I, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen Rain Man, but I'm like Raymond when he starts to go into this, oh my gosh, it's 2 minutes to Wapner. You know, I got to get in and watch that show. Well, that's kind of it for me with exercising. Oh my gosh, it's 6:30 a.m. I got to get to the gym. Not because it's a have to thing, but I get to. This is my thing. This is who I am now. And through that, my energy soared. So did my motivation. So let's find your why. What's going to push you to keep you going, even on the toughest days? That's why I say head over to talktoperry.com and let's have a chat about it. Because each person's different. Not everybody's going to have the same story I do. But finding and connecting to your purpose gives you a strength you did not know you had. So maybe what I'm telling you right now is kind of abstract to you. And maybe when I tell you, it's not about the gym or it's not about the scale. It's about how you feel and the energy you radiate so that you can live fully happy, healthy. You know, when your health journey is powered by your true purpose, man, I feel like I'm on a soapbox here. But just know every step forward is easier and more meaningful. So take a moment today, you know, write down or at least think about, what is your why for exercising? Or getting healthy, or losing the weight, whatever it is. You know, there was a great exercise, a great little activity I did that was really powerful. Not little, but it was powerful. From Dean Graziosi taught me this. I forget where he got it from. But it's when you get your why down, and then you ask yourself, why is that important to me? And you write that down, and then you ask yourself, why did what I just wrote down, why is that important to me? And you do that like 7 times. Reflecting on the last statement you wrote down and asking why, you start to really dig deep. Thing is, a lot of times people won't write it down. They'll just let the things swim in their head and then other distractions take over. But if you were to do that, get down and that last why that you write down and use that, stick it to your fridge, stick it to your mirror, stick it all over the place where you'll see it daily, you can let that reminder fuel your journey to a healthier, happier you, because it's not about the fitness milestones alone anyway. It's about the energy, the joy you gain, what it empowers you to do and enables you to do in your life. And that gets fueled by your purpose. That's uniquely yours. So just know you can use your power to take control, or you can let external circumstances and just kind of fluffing this one off. Oh man, Perry, this was this podcast, it wasn't for me. You can let those things control you and drain your power. It really boils down to deciding and committing to yourself and your goals and choosing to figure out new ways, looking at possibilities, learning, growing, and keep moving forward. You've got this, my friend. That's another Power Blast podcast in the books. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, when you are ready to recharge your battery, make sure you go to talktoperry.com. That's talktoperry.com. That's P-E-R-R-Y. And I want to listen. I want to hear, you know, what's going on. I want to help you in that 15-minute call to recharge your battery and reclaim your power so that you're off and running and creating massive momentum toward your dream. Also, every day, I am delivering more motivation, support, tips, and strategies inside my free community with amazing people like yourself. And we are conquering the mindset and the fitness. I do 52 weeks of free training in there. Plus, I coach and I mentor people as well as give you access to tons of resources and guides. Just head over to upsidedownfit.com and you can get into the group. And hey, you would be an awesome friend if you get over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and leave an honest rating and review for the Power Blast podcast. It helps awesome people like you find the show even faster. That's all I have for this week. I'll see you on the next Power Blast podcast. And always remember, it's never too late. We'll see you next week.